here because the outside world rejects you.
Today in this video, we're gonna go ahead and take a look at some of the latest Ninja Turtles Fortnite cosmetics that are set to be on the way. Images of these new cosmetics have started to leak online, and we're gonna go ahead and talk about it all. It looks like they're introducing the Shredder, Splinter, and a bunch of other cool stuff, so we'll go ahead and take a look at everything. First up, we're looking over here on the X account of iFireMonkey, and you can see right there an image of what Splinter is going to look like in Fortnite, and he looks pretty sweet here. This is the best Splinter has looked in a long time, in my opinion. You can see they went with the gray fur and like the burgundy robe and a more like leaner athletic physique. You can see the little emblem there on his robe. And then you see he has some accessories there. It almost looks like a bag or something with a tea kettle attached to it. We also see that he has some bandages wrapped down by his feet. And yeah, this looks really awesome. We can see that's what he looks like inside of the menu there. And he has a little description. It says stoic sage, adoptive father, and ninjutsu master who adores his sons. There also seems to be some looks at like Splinter graffiti. And you can see the caption right there on the post. It says not obtainable sprays, just map decoration. So you'll see graffiti of Splinter like this throughout the map and stuff probably. But yeah, this is not the only new skin that was leaked. Let's go ahead and take a look at the Shredder, and boom, there he is, and he looks fantastic. This is also the best Shredder has looked in a very long time. I'm really impressed with the design here. You can see that he has the all white eyes, and he's got his helmet there, which looks amazing. The shoulder plates with the blades looks awesome. And then you can see like his torso has like metallic armor on it. He has like burgundy wraps around his arms and his waist, and you can see that his cape is all tattered. And yeah, he looks awesome. I hope he looks something like this in the Mutant Mayhem movie sequel. Would be cool to see those turtles go up against the Shredder like this. You can see that this is what he'll look like, and he also has a description. It says Oroku Saki, ruthless leader of the ninja organization known as the Foot Clan. And then he as well will have some graffiti decorations throughout the map. You can see some comments there in the replies that maybe they should have made it a spray as well. And I agree, I think that would have been pretty cool. But yeah, this is awesome too. Now, some of you may be wondering, from a previous updates video we did talking about Fortnite Shredder coming to the game, and if you saw that video, you might remember that he looked different in those images. And that's because those were images of Super Shredder, apparently, which is the next skin here we're going to take a look at. So yeah, you can see it right there. This is what this version's, Fortnite's version of Super Shredder, is going to look like, which again looks so sick. Everything has gone from burgundy to like a dark purple, and you can see that now his eyes are glowing purple and inside of his torso is glowing as well. What a sick design. You can see that this is what he's going to look like in the game itself, and you can see the name right there, Super Shredder. The description reads, enhanced by the power of the same mutagen that gave the turtles life. So yeah, pretty sweet looking Super Shredder. Now, I didn't see this for the Splinter character, but I did see this for Shredder. You could see that they also showed off his Fortnite Lego skin as well. This is his regular form Lego skin, and then this is his Super Shredder Lego skin. Kind of cool seeing them this way. But that's not the only thing that was revealed. Let's go ahead and take a look at the new emotes. The first one here is called Battle Prep, and you can see that the description says, extend the steel claws and prepare for the turtles. The next one's called Battle Prep Super, so I would imagine this is what it looks like for Super Shredder. You could tell, yeah, because he has the purple claws there. The next one here is called Ninja Stance Donnie, and obviously this is Donatello's emote. You can see Shredder there holding the bow staff. The next one here is Ninja Stance Leo, obviously Leonardo's stance, and then we have Michelangelo's there. You can see Shredder has the nunchucks and he holds a pizza, and then he has Raphael's stance there with the sigh. So yeah, pretty sweet emotes, but there is more news, so let's go ahead and keep looking. Next up, we have a look at what the supply drops are going to look like. You can see Donatello's there, and then you have Leonardo's, and it's cool seeing like the bandanas in the wind like that. Then you have Raphael here, and then finally you have Michelangelo's. So yeah, pretty sweet looking supply drops. Next up, we have a look at some loading screens here. First up, you have this one of Shredder and Splinter about to go head to head. And you can see in the background that the turtles and April have all been defeated. They're all like getting up, and it looks like Splinter's having to step in to help the turtles out. Super cool looking loading screen here. And then this one here is really interesting. You can see it's in the art style of Kevin Eastman, and you can see a signature there in the bottom corner. And it's the turtles jumping out of the Fortnite bus there. So yeah, we got the Fortnite turtles, but in Kevin Eastman's art style. Pretty sweet crossover crossover there. And finally, we got to look at some accessories and things like that. You can see this first one here is a Shredder guitar. This looks to be more like in the Super Shredder style. And then there's also this one here, which seems to be more in like the regular Shredder design. And this one here is actually a bass guitar. And these are to go along with like these here that came out with the Turtles when they came out to the game. So it's kind of part of all that. Then you have this here. You can see they call it TMNT Fortnite Shredder back blings. And you have a few of them here. You have this first one here that looks like Krang holding the ooze canister. He looks sweet, by the way. And then you have a pizza box there with some weapons going through it. And then down below, underneath all that, you have a couple of the Shredder's capes there. Then we move on to this TMNT event pass glider reward. Looks kind of like the turtle blimp, so that's pretty cool. And then finally, you have this hoverboard there in the turtle style. You can even see the turtle logo there on the very front of it. But yeah, that's pretty much all the new Fortnite Ninja Turtle reveals that dropped today. Let me know what you guys think about all that. I was really digging the Shredder and Splinter skins. I think those came out amazing. Same thing with the turtle ones, but we already talked about those. But yeah, just overall designs on this collaboration, everything came out really nice in my opinion. But yeah, that's it for this video. Just wanted to go ahead and share that information with you guys. Let me know, are you going to be picking this one up? Did you pick up the turtles? What do you think? But that about does it for this video. Remember to follow on all the socials. Links are down below in the description. Also check out www.theoldturtleden.com, where we gather a bunch of different Ninja Turtles products from all over the web and put them all together in one spot. That way you guys can check it out when you're doing your turtle shopping. So yeah, go check out all that. But thanks once again, everybody, for watching. I will see you all in a little bit with another video. Take care.